Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
We are backstage, and now we're sitting with Neil from 3 Days Grace, who's opening up this huge production of a show here at the DCU Center. Thanks for hanging out. You don't seem as cold as David Draymond seemed earlier.
I'm Canadian.
I know, exactly. He moved to Hawaii and got soft. You're from Canada. You're from Canada. Yeah.
That's not the first time I've heard Canadian.
Yeah, you're from Canada, and you're like, this isn't even that cold.
It's not bad. I mean, you know, I am a little bit jaded on this tour because this tour started in San Diego. So it's like I was golfing in a t-shirt in January, which is pretty cool. But it's been amazing. I don't mind the cold weather. In fact, we had a couple days off in Denver, and I went into Vail and like Airbnb'd for a bit and snowboarded for a couple days. So this has been like a cool tour for a lot of reasons.
You Airbnb'd?
Yeah.
Do the people that rented you the house know that the guys from 3 Days Grace were the ones there?
No, it was just me, and they just there's just a key code. I went in there and just jumped on the gondola. And
did you go through the music collection in the Airbnb to find out if they had any of your albums?
No, it was like a chalet type of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Well, you guys were off last night. Did you sneak into the Garden and go to the Bruins game last night?
I did not, no.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't really get anywhere. Well, I stayed here last night.
Oh, okay.
And so I planned on going and having a couple drinks, but then the Michael Bublé concert got out, and there was no Uber. There's no way means of transportation to get anywhere.
Let me tell you what. The chicks at a Michael Bublé concert, they've got to be crazy, right?
Yeah, probably, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I like Bublé at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like for one day.
For a couple days, yeah.
You know,
I'm a big Frank Sinatra guy, though, so I do appreciate that kind of crooning kind of music.
Well, it's, you know, you can be romantic in a hot tub and put on some Sinatra and totally. Be all right.
And he's Canadian. You know?
Yeah, see, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I had to ask you because you guys recorded one of your albums here in Massachusetts at Longview Farm Studios.
Yeah.
And everybody says that place is haunted. And I wanted to ask you if it was.
I think I'm not a big paranormal kind of guy, but there definitely is some vibes in there. Like, you know, there's so much history,
right?
And like, it's kind of, you know, it's old, it's nice, but it does have like a weird vibe to it. It was an inspiring place to make, you know, it was our first record and our first real experience in like a proper studio. So it was a great time. I loved it.
Yeah. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere and whatever, but it definitely has a little bit of a.
Yeah. And then if we wanted to take time away from the studio, this is where we came. We came to Worcester.
Yeah.
I don't know if Shabooms is still here or not.
No, it's a Mexican joint now that makes really good margaritas across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We can go over later.
Let's
if you
go
want.
Over.
All right.
I love a margarita.
The last time you and I sat down and talked, it was at the Songus, I think. You were touring with Shinedown, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right when kind of all the shakeup in the band happened. Mm-hmm. And I remember you just saying, you know what, we just want to, you know, make more music and move the band forward. And everything you told me that you wanted to have happen that night has happened.
We're very fortunate. And, you know, we've always considered this thing to be like a journey, you know, into the unknown. You don't really know what's around the corner. That's part of the fun of it, you know. And I think it was fate. Like it all happened pretty quickly. It's crazy to think it's been over 6 years now. But we just kind of just kept going, and we ended up writing, like, you know, that was 2013, mm-hmm. Around this time.
That's how long it's been since I've seen you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, we just kind of kept our heads down and just kept going. And Matt has really kind of, you know, really taken ownership of being a front man. And then while we were on that tour, we wrote Painkiller and we wrote I Am Machine. And so we had those two songs. So we just, instead of like waiting to like go and record a whole record, we were like, why don't we just go into the studio and we'll bang out these two songs and just put them on the radio and then go from there. And that's when people like really kind of embraced it. And like both songs went to number one. And then that kind of really sort of set the tone. And when we took the pressure off and we felt like this was meant to be.
I was talking to David a few minutes ago, and, you know, we were just talking about the level of show, this big stage, and you know, everybody's been telling us that rock and roll's been dead for, what, a couple decades now? Do you feel the resurgence coming back to rock and roll a little bit? Because it 100%. Seems like all the bands feel it.
100%. Yeah. Worldwide, too. Like, you know, we've been fortunate. We've been doing a lot of stuff overseas, and rock and roll is just, I think, is alive and kicking everywhere. And I think part of it is that people do get tired of so much, like, overproduced, contrived stuff. Like, you know, to each their own. Everything's, you know, everybody does their own thing. But, like, you know, after so many singing shows where it's just, like, everything's kind of just, you know, backing track and everything's super produced and analyzed and stuff, I think people do always have a tendency to want to feel that danger in music and that rawness and that just abrasiveness that's a little rough around the edges.
And know that you're actually playing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, and I think that will always be there. People are always going to want to feel that genuine sense of danger and realness and rawness and aggression and stuff. That's always going to be there. And I think rock and roll is the place to get that.
How have these shows been for you? Because David was saying just how amazing it's been, the response from the crowd. I got to assume it's been the same for 3 Days Grace.
Yeah, it's been insane. You know, I think the two bands together is a great combo. It's a great night of music. And those Disturbed guys, they've been really, really great to us. And yeah, like, you know, Madison Square Garden the other night was just, that was a first for us and for them as well. And yeah, it's just the energy is like electric out there. We're feeling it on stage. Yeah.
Well, that's one of those venues, you know, Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. But for me, I grew up not far from here. Mm-hmm. And this is where I went to my first concert.
Oh, yeah.
So to come back into this building and see shows and be able to go up on that stage, like, it's, for me, the teenage Carrie is like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mass is always such a rock. You know, there's such a good rock scene and the energy and stuff, you know. Anyway, like, I find, you know, the eastern side of the U.S. where we're at is just, like, there's a lot of metalheads and there's just a lot of, like, true rock fans, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon, so.
It's cold. We're pissed off.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
It doesn't explain Canada, because you guys are all so nice, and it's really cold up there.
Yeah, I know.
Or should I say Canada?
You can say whatever you want. Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you hanging out with us. I'm super psyched to see the show tonight. The reviews have just been amazing. And when Disturbed's on and they're lighting everything on fire, please tell me you guys are back there toasting marshmallows.
Yeah.
Because the pictures are impressive.
Yeah, don't wear, for people coming out to the show tonight, don't put too much Aquanet in your hair.
That was me in this building in like 1986.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite flammable.
All right, we're backstage at the DCU Center with Neil from 3 Days Grace.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.